Hey everybody, welcome back to the Smoking Syndicate. I'm your host, Ben Lee, here in the cigar shop in Biloxi, Mississippi. And for this review, we're going to be taking a look at the Davidoff Year of the Dragon Limited Edition for 2024 in the double Corona size. How did it do? Stay tuned and find out. This is the second release of the Year of the Dragon from Davidoff, the first one being in 2012. But it completes the Chinese Zodiac year that started in 2013 with the Year of the Snake and finishes with the Year of the Dragon. Now, this cigar was released in two sizes, the Double Corona, which goes to appointed merchants, Davidoff appointed merchants, which is this size right here. The second size is a Grand Toro, which is a 6x56, but only be available in the Davidoff flagship stores. Now, this cigar features, features an Ecuadorian wrapper, Dominican binder, Dominican and Mexican filler. Now, what's pretty cool about this, we'll take a look at the cigar first. It's a really beautiful wrapper. Now, what's kind of cool about this cigar is that the tobaccos that are in the cigar have a total of 60 years of age on it. Now, when you go back from 2024, it starts, basically the years are, it goes back to 1964, 60 years, and also that is the Year of the Dragon as well. So what's really cool about this, it actually comes in two different boxes. The normal box that you'll probably see at your appointed merchant is a 10-count box with a red ribbon down the middle that we'll post here that actually has a silk ribbon that makes it look like the tongue of the dragon. Now, this has a footer band on it right here, as you can see, really beautiful, gorgeous gold and red wrapper. Also, to celebrate that too, before I forget that, they release a cutter, lighter, and a special pipe tobacco blend as well. And what's cool about the lighters, they actually come, there's actually five of them, if I remember right. There's a black, red, and blue one. And I don't know if the camera will pick it up, but this kind of scale pattern that's like, it has like a kind of a gold, iridescent gold pattern on it. It's on each lighter. And with the different lacquered finish, and the ones that we have here at the cigar shop is black. Actually, no, there's four. There's black, red, blue, and then there's like a gold, what they call a honey colored. Now, on top of that, there's two lighters. There's a black and a red one that actually has the image of the dragon on it, on the side of it, too. They're all of those are line two lighters. And the cutter is your kind of the standard ST DuPont Davidoff cutter, the gold one that they've had around for quite a while, but with that same kind of dragon pattern on as well, the dragon skull pattern. Really cool. But I'm going to show you this. Once you take off this footband, see the bottom there? It is an uncut foot, or it's a naked foot, basically. And what's kind of supposed to look like is, or it symbolizes, actually the mouth of the dragon with like the fire coming out. But anyway, what the whole point of this is that you can actually smoke the cigar and get the full flavor of just the blend before you actually get into the wrapper itself, to add more complexity. So we'll go ahead and cut the cap and let's check out the draw. Perfect draw. And on that draw, too, you get like the earthiness, that Davidoff mustiness that they usually have. And just a little bit of cedar. Kind of what we kind of expect from a Davidoff cigar. So I'm going to light this up and let's check out what the flavor is with just the uncovered foot. kind of like getting on the beginning of this cigar without the wrapper. It's kind of an earthiness, a little bit of spice, that kind of that wood characteristic, like a cedar. And the retrohale get a lot of that cedar and black pepper, like the Nicaraguan tobacco is really coming out. It almost has like a, I don't know, it has like a nuttiness on it as well too, a little hint of sweetness going along with the earthiness, the cedar note. It's actually pretty interesting. Off to a good start. I'm gonna go ahead and finish off the first third, and I'll be back to let you know what I thought. See you in a second. Buddy, I'm back. Done with the first third. First third was really, really good. Most of what I got was a nice, like a cedar note, some earthiness, that kind of musty mushroomy kind of thing that Davidoff kind of has, which is really, really actually nice. Kind of an umami kind of flavor to it. It has some black pepper, some nice like roasted nut flavor too, that's really, really good on there, with a little bit of creaminess too. And it has a hint of like a minerality and like a little bit of a black licorice note, or like, you know, aniseed or something like that. It's actually really good, really interesting cigar. Now that transition from where the wrapper, the unbanded, or the foot that didn't have the wrapper on it, when it transitioned to the wrapper, what it did pick up, what I got more of was that nuttiness and a little bit of creaminess. So the wrapper actually really did add quite a bit of flavor to this cigar. So I'm gonna go ahead and finish off the second third, and I'll be back to let you know how it ended up. See you in a second. Hey buddy, I'm done with the second third here. Second third was actually more flavorful than the first third. A lot of the same notes are on the second third. I got that cedar note is real prominent in there, but I got a little bit of like a citrus note in there, like a citrus zest on there as well. Like, give it a nice little zing that kind of complemented some of the other notes as well. And I still got the roasted nut flavor, a little bit of creaminess is still there. And I started picking up a little hint of like cocoa and like a little bit of like the black pepper. The black pepper wasn't as strong as it was in the beginning, but it kind of faded, but it's still there kind of in the background. Really, really good second third. So go ahead and finish this off, and I'll let you know my conclusions. See you in a second. Everybody, I'm back. At the final third now. What I got in the final third was mostly the cedar. It was kind of the backbone for the entire cigar, along with the roasted nut flavor. And I got some baking spices in the final third as well, kind of complemented with that black pepper really nice, because the black pepper started to come back just a little bit in the final third. Also, what I started picking up was more of that cocoa note, kind of like a dark chocolate note as well, that I was getting a little bit in that second third, but kind of came into its own in the final third. Now, the retro remained the same on the first, second, and final third, with that cedar and black pepper. That also, through the whole cigar, what I thought it was kind of medium-bodied flavor and strength all the way through the cigar. Really, really good cigar. The final third actually was really good. Didn't get kind of too, you know, muddled or have any weird flavors or anything, or burn hot or nothing like that. Really, really good all the way through. Burn was excellent. Construction was really good. Really impressed with the cigar. Definitely one of the for me, one of the better Zodiac releases from Davidoff in the past few years. This one was, the size is a little big. Well, I like a double Corona, but still, I think the format fit really well with what they were kind of going for. Kind of looking forward to maybe trying that Grand Toro as well, because to see how that larger ring gauge opens up this blend and see kind of how the differences are, what changes about it. Now for this, I'm going to score this one a 92. Really good cigar. Excellent release from Davidoff. Another quality release from them. Price point is getting a little bit out of control with these Zodiac releases. It seems like they're getting more expensive every year. So I kind of would like to see that kind of go back, maybe go at least get below, $45 or so. I know it's a Davidoff, you kind of expect that, but it's, to me, the price point is getting a little bit out there, a little bit too high. So anyway, check these out at your local brick and mortar. Please like, comment, and subscribe, and I'll see you next time.